Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us now to talk about that from the perspective of somebody who was in the arena last night when it occurred is our good friend Byron York with the Washington Examiner, who's here with us for the next few minutes. Byron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, we got to turn up your mic. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, good morning, guys. There we go.
I'm not used to running my own board.
You know,
yet.
I love this Washington Post headline this morning. What? Attempt for unity falls short.
Yeah, yeah.
You think that happened? I think it
Well, is that your sense of it? I mean, that's the takeaway from
who
what happened
that?
Last
was
night.
Was that Joe understatement who wrote that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday, in the morning, in the early afternoon, I worked on a piece that I posted in the afternoon, and it was called "Will Ted Cruz Dash His Own Political Hopes Tonight?" Because I had talked to a lot of people who were, some of whom were close to Cruz and had talked to him in the previous few hours. I said, what is he going to do? And they didn't know. That's what they told me. Maybe they really did know, but they told me they just didn't know what he was going to say as far as endorsing Trump is concerned. But every single one of them, and these were office holders and activists and you know, political types, felt that if he did not endorse Cruz, he would damage his political future. He would hurt himself because the Republican rank and file, and I've talked to a zillion of them here at the convention, will tell you, Donald Trump wasn't my first choice, or maybe my second or my third choice, but he's the nominee now, and I support him.
Right.
And they're going to remember Ted Cruz as the presidential candidate who would not support the nominee of his own party.
All right. So, what is the reporting this morning? What is the best understanding we have right now of when the Trump campaign got a look at this speech?
This is great. This is kind of one big, I knew that.
I meant to do that.
You know, Donald Trump tweeted shortly thereafter, I think, that he had seen the speech a couple of hours ahead of time. You have to kind of go back to the beginning of this. Earlier this month, remember, Trump met with the Senate in Washington,
right.
And he arranged on the spot a private meeting with Cruz. And, of course, a requirement of speaking at the convention had been that you endorse Donald Trump. And Trump decided to invite Cruz to speak at the convention without requiring any sort of pledge of support. So
that was, you would look at that as an olive branch.
Most people seem to think that was an olive branch.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, was the idea that, well, Cruz would come around by now because it was May 3rd when Trump clinched the nomination. Anyway, we come forward, and also Cruz is not held to the requirement that his speech be vetted ahead of time. So the question is, how early did Trump people know? I think a few hours in advance. Remember, we had a report from Eliana Johnson at National Review yesterday, I don't know, about noon, that said that Cruz would not endorse. Yeah. And that report turned out to be accurate. So this couldn't have been a surprise to the Trump people.
All right. But so you're in charge of the Trump campaign and you get the word, or you finally get a look at the speech and find out, well, he's not going to endorse and it's going to come up short. And this is going to be a speech that will likely irritate some people. You can't disinvite him at that point.
Well, there you go. I think let's say they saw the text of it 2 hours in advance, and there's all this kind of conspiracy talking this morning that's kind of, you know, that the Trump people lured him into this trap or something like that. But what, you know, if you see the speech a couple of hours in advance, are you going to cancel his appearance? I mean, think of the coverage.
The story
then
would be
the thin-skinned Trump campaign cannot harbor any dissent at all. You know, so
right.
I think they were kind of set on a track when
there was nothing they could do to pull back.
I don't think so.
Byron, I think it's fair to say that the last 14 months in American politics have been absolutely remarkable, and every day it seems to continue.
Every day.
So I would love, just, you know, all the who's up, who's down, who wins, who loses. Let's set that aside for a moment. Just from observing it, and you've been following this from day one, even before day one, isn't it remarkable that when Donald Trump does something that is against conventional wisdom, against what all of the smart people in D.C. think he should do, against what the Republican establishment thinks he should do, he ends up winning in the end. Yes. He ends up turning it into something in his favor. Ted Cruz did that last night. Ted Cruz did something that conventional wisdom said he shouldn't do. Ted Cruz did something that the establishment didn't want him to
Correct.
Do. And everyone today is saying he's dead, he's over. Why is that? Why does Trump get away with it and Cruz doesn't?
Well, actually, I don't know that Cruz is dead here. I mean, that's what people were telling me. Now, you have to remember, Cruz certainly excited a number of people who have not been able to reconcile themselves to a Trump candidacy. And they believe that after Trump loses, and they all believe Trump will lose, that Cruz will have some serious I told you so credibility. We'll have to see. My sense is, you know, a political convention is filled with party people. And they have been, so many of them told me, said, you know, I was told back in 2008 I had to accept John McCain. I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
want
no,
to.
I've said that myself.
And then they
You're
told
right.
me
You're
in
right.
2012 I had to accept Mitt Romney.
Yep.
But now they're saying they don't have to accept the nominee of the party. So
that's fair.
These are party people.
Right.
And they will hold it against Cruz, I think. For failing to, refusing to endorse the nominee of his party.
Well, our special guest is Byron York with the Washington Examiner. He's going to stay with us for a few more minutes. Right now, it is Trump. Our special guest is Byron York with the Washington Examiner. And Byron, what are we expecting to hear from Donald? Do we have any idea? The guy has been so unpredictable every step of the way. Any sense of what we're going to hear from the Donald tonight?
Wait a minute here. You're close to 3 hours into the show, and you've been talking about Mike Pence's speech all morning, right?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly. And Eric Trump, a little bit of Eric Trump
We should
as well.
Say that Pence delivered a very good speech last night, and it was the kind of across-the-board conservative statement that conservatives wanted to hear from a Trump ticket.
Yep.
Now tonight, you know, you've read all the commentary on this campaign
right.
on this convention that it was, you know, crowds yelling "Lock Hillary Clinton up." It was just, just kind of a right-wing festival. And I think it's really true that Donald Trump should broaden his appeal tonight. The interest in tonight is going to be huge. Trump will have the stage. He'll be able to talk. It will be a friendly crowd in front of him. And it seems to me that the whole part, you talked about the length of this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things Trump has done, put all the drama aside, which is hard to do, but all the drama and the weeping and the gnashing of teeth aside, Trump has really challenged Republican orthodoxy in a number of big, big ways, in trade and immigration and entitlements and foreign entanglements. He's done all of that sort of stuff. He can make this case to be a different sort of Republican to the world. And whether it can, you know, whether it can cancel out so much of the negative coverage of him, I don't know. But he can make his case solo tonight.
Byron York, one of the things I like about your analysis is that you don't get caught in the weeds in the numbers game and the horse race and the, oh, he's up, he's down, and here's the... But that said, I'd love for you to comment on what we're hearing from so many of the experts that say Hillary has a 75% chance of winning, you know, all those statisticians. Is that your sense of this? Because it seems to me that this is going to be a very close election. Actually.
Well, you know, it's been a 75% chance doesn't mean a chance of a blowout. It
right.
just means
it just
a chance of a victory. And I've written several times now, and I still believe it, that again, after all the craziness and the gnashing of teeth, that it's a real possibility that Trump might lose in kind of the same way that Mitt Romney lost because of the composition of the Electoral College and because of the simple fact that if you take all the states that have voted Democrat in every election since 1992, add those electoral votes together, you get 242.
She's got a real big head start there.
Exactly.
Literally 10 seconds. Do you have a prediction on the vice presidential pick for Hillary?
You know, no, I don't. But I think safety is going to be her decision.
All right,
safety
and,
for her campaign,
you know,
or for our country.
And you know, she is focus grouped it.
Absolutely.
And down.
Byron York. We got to leave it right there, Byron York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.